You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Brother and sister, today we have to give this peace to other people. We have to preach this gospel. Now Levi, on this, the seat of his custom, was quite proud. But inside of him, there's one thing lacking. Now brothers and sisters, when I received the Lord, then I realized what I was lacking. Before I received the Lord, I didn't even know what was lacking. So I can go play mahjong. So I do everything when I was in college. Before the final, it doesn't matter, I can still play snooker. And play bridge every day. And I do a certain thing and do it until I'm so tired of it, then I change to another thing. Because he does not know, because I don't know what was missing. One day, when I meet the Lord, then I quit smoking. And I quit playing bridge. I didn't want to do all that anymore. And every day I pray and I study the Bible and I feel it's so interesting. I believe it's the same with Levi. Before he received, he followed the Lord, there's something there that is dissatisfying. That day, the Lord passed through the custom and called him.
我心里想, 真是好啊。
And I said, this is so good.
你知道, 马太是一个很小心的人, 他是一个罪律。
You know, Matthew is a very careful person. He's a custom. He's a publican.
他马太福音所记载的事情很多很多, 记了很多的细节。
You know, in the book of Matthew, it recorded a lot of details.
当主耶稣出来之前, 士师约翰在那里做工的时候,
now, before Jesus come out for open ministry and John the Baptist was working. I believe Matthew saw his ministry. Because at that time, John the Baptist is the one that has great power. Because his word really pierced people's heart. But at the same time, Matthew still looked from a distance that they are not following him. Because there's a lot of publicans and sinners that come before John the Baptist. They say, what can we do? And also there are Pharisees and the Dukas came to be before John the Baptist.
他们说,
and the John the Baptist would say, why are you coming here?
他说你们这些毒蛇的种类啊,
you are the kind of the serpents.
Oh, 毒蛇的种类。
Well, he called him that name.
我想马太听得远远一看,
I believe Matthew heard that and saw that from a distance, must be very scared.
因为施洗约翰代表神的公义,
because John the Baptist represents the righteousness of God.
施洗约翰一定,
inside Matthew, there must be a lot of unrighteous things.
施洗约翰说你们要悔改。
And
Bible.
That was the time when the Japanese was in control.
那些宪兵说,稀奇啊, 这些人怎么肯在你面前承认他们的罪啊?
And those MPs were really amazed. They say, how come these people will admit their sins in front of you? Because they're under the MP's hand, they torture them, but they will not admit their sins. Because if they should admit, they will have to pay. And like John the Baptist, like Dr. Sung, they have this great power and they conquer a human's heart.
And 大的影响力量，差一点点。
But I believe Matthew saw the thing of the what happened in John the Baptist, but he still was the one step short.
他跟不上。
He can't follow him.
Oh, 主耶稣来了。
But when Jesus came,
主耶稣来了。
When he Jesus came,
他说,
he said,
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
没有立刻提醒他的罪。
He did not remind him right away his own sin.
但是我相信他坐在税官上面的时候，主一眼就看穿他的内心。
But I believe when he was sitting on in the custom, the Lord saw his heart right away.
我想马太坐在税官上的表情也不一样。
I believe when Matthew was sitting in the custom, it had different expression.
他坐在税官上面，恐怕里面觉得不安。
He sit there and might have a very uneasy feeling.
他坐在圣山上面，恐怕觉得人生没有目的。
He sit there might feel that there's no meaning in his life.
他坐在圣山上面，可能里面有挣扎。
He sit there might have a struggle inside him.
哦，那个传福音的人看见这件事情，
And when the preacher saw that Jesus is here.
有一天，这个彼得也看见有个人，他说：“西门，我看着你在苦难中，在苦难中间。”
And also he sees the same thing in Peter. He said, Peter, you are in bitterness.
彼得有一天传福音，看见有个人在苦难中间。
Peter preached the gospel once and said to one person, says, you are in bitterness.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣的恩典、慈爱、怜悯、温柔，一眼看到他的内心。
Because it's his mercifulness in Jesus, his love, and he can see this inside of him.
主耶稣看见马太的需要。
He sees the need of Matthew.
他没有在对马太说，你这个税吏啊，真是可恶啊！你怎么欺骗你的同胞呢？
He did not accuse Matthew right away. Say, you such a wicked man. How can you cheat your own kinsman?
主耶稣那个慈爱的眼光中间，带着公义，带着全能。
But in his merciful, loving eyes, there's righteousness. And which was met by Matthew.
你看他的表现。
And you can see how he behaved.
他就起来跟随耶稣。
So he stand up and follows Jesus.
并且撇下所有的来跟随他。
And he also give up everything to follow him.
从前孜孜业业努力的钻研得在手里这些。
And before he really managed it carefully to get something in his own hand.
现在为了跟随耶稣的缘故。都抛弃了。
Now, because he want to follow Jesus, he give it up, give it all.
最近这些日子很少看见有人撇下所有来跟随主。
Lately, we don't see too many people want to give up everything to follow the Lord.
很少。
Very,
有一段时间我常常看见。
For a period of time before, I saw many instances.
从前我在查经班里面在那里读书。
When I was in the Bible study group and I was studying in college.
好，这些弟兄姊妹们蒙召侍奉。
There's a great many of brothers and sisters. They are called to serve the Lord.
在我前面有好多人呢。
Before me, there's quite a few before me.
在我后面也有人。
And also, there's a few after me.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣的话进来。
Brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord come inside.
他的声音摸到我们深处的需要。
And his voice touched our need deep inside.
看见世上的事情尽如虚空。
Then you can see all the worldly things are vanity.
唯主耶稣是我们所追求。
Only Jesus is what is worth our pursuing.
有诗歌这样写。
There's one hymn that was talk about this.
弟兄姊妹们，等到主一呼召马太的时候。
But when Jesus called Matthew,
马太眼睛亮
亮。Matthew's eyes shine up.
他看见是从前我所追求的荣华富贵虚空，总是没有意义。
Then he realized all those things he was pursuing on this earth has no meaning. That is called following Jesus. And Paul has the same experience. He said, I forsake everything for our Lord Jesus. We mentioned Brother Song earlier. When he heard the calling of the Lord, he was studying for a PhD, a chemistry PhD. Then he read the Bible like mad. And then he preached the gospel like mad. And people think he's a madman. Because when he sees someone, he will start crying and shed tears.
And
preach the gospel when they don't listen. Now, do you think this is an insane person? They have to be shut up.
And they
actually in New York, they put him in an institute. So he says, it's okay, the Lord put me here so I can concentrate in reading my Bible. I don't know how long he was in the institute. Maybe about 100 days. His testimonies are well known. He studied the Bible 40 times. In 100 days, he finished reading through the Bible 40 times. And there's no interruptions. You don't have to cook and then somebody will just feed you. You don't have to make telephone calls. And you just read the Bible. Now he's the one that's really obtained by the Lord. Now when time is fulfilled and he finished reading this Bible and the Lord let him out. After finished the education, first thing he went home. He just changed, transformed into a preacher. Now, when he's 42, he was received into the Lord. But you know how many was received because of him, saved because of him. If he treasured this position, that this chemistry PhD, now how many will be perished? Now let me ask you, how many chemistry PhD here? Now how many brothers, Dr. Song? His value of his life is completely changed. All life he used for Jesus to preach the gospel. Now, did you hear the calling inside you? Matthew gave up everything to follow Jesus. I don't know how much is his all. But no matter how much, it's not too much. Because for the Lord, it's not too much. Maybe that's the last banquet he spread. In his house, he invited so many friends. Now you have to witness for the Lord, for Jesus. This is the witness he made before he left the house. Lord Jesus is the reason why he had the banquet. Matthew is a very humble person. In his own writing, he did not record that this banquet was given by him. The thing he offered for the Lord, he didn't even record it.
Now we just
read in the book of Matthew that what you did, what your left hand did, you don't let the right hand know. In Matthew himself, he did it. Because he said to do it in secret, and he did it.
Now,
what Matthew says is his own experience. He spread a great banquet before Jesus, but there's no man, no honor to him. But the value of that banquet is great. There's so many publicans and sinners came. They come to that house very often. But today, for the Lord's sake, Matthew opened his house and they came. Because in the book of Mark, it recorded because there's a multitude of this person, this kind of person, people, and they follow him also. Now, the hardest part about witnessing for the Lord is you go back to your own crowd And the friends will say, hey, we know who you are and what you're like. How come you become a Christian?
哎呀, 你打麻将,
now, when you play mahjong, you even steal some. Now, how come a person like you will become Christian?
也许马太的人说, 哎, 老兄, 你算了吧, 算了吧, 我们还有本账还没接嘞。
Maybe there's someone who say, hey, Matthew, forget it. We still have our account not settled yet.
马太可能受了许多的羞辱。
Now, Matthew might be ashamed a lot. But there's one thing he knows.
他认识基督了。He
knows Jesus and he knows who he is.
他乃是神的儿子。He
is the Son of God.
他是公义的神。He
is the righteous God.
但是因为他为我们担当了罪的刑罚,
but because he bare the penalty of sin, he died for us on the cross.
所以他向着我们显出无比的慈爱。So
he can show this mercy on us. He's a righteous God. When he touched the human, but when we confront with is tenderness, is merciful, and is love. Matthew knows Jesus. Maybe there's a lot of question about gospel he can't answer. There's one question that he can't answer. It was recorded here.
他们说你们的夫子为什么和罪人为伍啊?
Because there's a question raised that he said, hey, how come you your master is among those sinners and publicans?
弟兄姊妹,好多的我们传福音也常常中计,
a lot of times we fall into the same trap when we preaching the gospel.
好多人对我们挑战, 你信的耶稣怎样怎样怎样?
And a lot of people will challenge us and hey, the Jesus you believe is so is like this and this.
那我们就想办法要回答, 想尽各种办法回答。
And then we'll try our best try to answer that question.
你看马太这里啊,
but in, here in Matthew, he didn't say a word.
那些找他挑战的人也真是, and,
but those people who try to challenge him is also chicken. They dare not to ask Jesus themselves. Now Jesus himself was right among them. How come he dare not? How come they dare not ask him? They dare not to talk to Jesus directly. Say, how come you are among these sinners and publicans? But they asked the disciples.
今天好多人听福音也是这样，他们不敢自己去问主问我们的。
Nowadays the same thing here. They dare not to ask the Lord themselves, but they ask us.
我们当然回答不出来。
Of course, we can't give them a good answer. That's no big thing.
我们又不是主耶稣。
Because we are not Jesus.
好多事情主的事情我是不明白。
But there's a lot of things about Jesus that I don't understand.
那他们为什么不敢问主问我？
But how come they dare not to ask Jesus themselves? So here, brothers and sisters, Matthew did not answer. That's the best answer. Because Jesus heard. And Jesus answered.
弟兄姊妹们,如果你传福音,碰见有人向你挑战,你不会回答,不要紧。
So when you are preaching the gospel and somebody trying to challenge you, you cannot answer. Doesn't matter. Why don't you see how the Lord answers? Because if the Lord hears it, and he will answer.
就是要这样来回答他们。
Because the Lord will answer it this way. The Lord said that the healthy one does not need doctor.
只有病的人才需要医生。
Only those who are sick.
我来是呼召罪人悔改,
I come to call the righteous.
我圣经上说,
to call the unrighteousness.
神的性情, 我喜爱连续, 胜过祭祀。
And he said, I love pity more than sacrifice.
主还对他们说, 这些话的意思, 你去揣摩揣摩。
And the Lord also said, now you go back and think about
it.
Do you know that these words was always uttered by these Pharisees and scribes?
我喜爱连续,不喜爱祭祀,这是旧约里面何西阿书的话。
I like pity and not sacrifice. These are the words of the book of Hosea. Now all these Pharisees and scribes, they all read it.
但他们读的时候, 这个我, 神,
But when they read it, this I referring to God has nothing to do with themselves.
他们实在也没有连续,也没有慈爱,做祭司,
they are the priests, but they don't have this merciful heart. But when God came, when Jesus came, it's different. He is the true priest.
他说,
He said, I love pity, not only God, but himself is God.
你们看神的慈爱看不见,
now, if you cannot see the mercy of God, but you can see me, this Nazarene, Jesus the Nazarene.
我喜爱连续,
I love pity, not sacrifice.
神的心肠是这样,
this is God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们,
because the purpose of being a priest is that so that the God's mercy will come out.
若是没有祭牲死在祭坛上面，神不能连续他的百姓。
If there's no sacrifice burned on the altar, God cannot have mercy on the people.
神是公义的，不能容忍罪也。God
is righteousness; He cannot tolerate sin.
但是他怜悯爱罪人。But
He loves sinners.
所以必须有献祭的事情。So
there should have to be a sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个叫做我们今天所传的福音啊，十字架救人的道理。Now
this is the gospel we preach today. This is the gospel of cross.
我们是因着神的荣耀、神的旨意被创造而有的。Today
we are created for His own glory.
为什么我们不能认识神呢？
How come we don't know how we do not recognize Him?
因为我们自己的罪叫我们与神隔绝了。Because
our own sin separates us from God. And when Jesus came,
他为我们死在十字架上面,
He died for us on the cross.
他的血洗净我们一切的罪。And
His blood washed away all our sins.
好叫神的慈爱能够出来,
so that God's mercy can pour out toward us.
神的座位叫做施恩座。
God's seat is called mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天接受的福音就是这样。
Now this is the gospel we receive today. God said, I love pity, but not sacrifice.
但是主说,
but then he said,
我护照罪人,
I call the sinners and not the righteous person. Because righteous person does not need sacrifice. Those who that did not see the sin in himself does not need God. Because the healthy person does not see the need of himself. Only the sick. Need doctor.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
now, we are all bruised and crushed by sin, and we are all sick. What kind of sickness do we have? Our sickness is called that we cannot tolerate others. Our sickness is called no patience. You don't have patience toward your own family.
对你同事你不能忍耐。
You have no patience toward your co-workers.
还有一种病叫眼瞎,
and there's another sickness is called blindness. You do not see the shortcoming of yourself.
他老是看见别人的软弱,
always see the weakness
in
other people. He cannot see in himself.
还有一些人是耳聋啊,
and some disease is called deafness.
只听见人家称赞的话, 听不见人家,
you only hear the praises and not the, and you can't hear the criticize.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we are all sick. We cannot see ourselves. Because we consider ourselves to be righteous.
Oh,
but if we're like Matthew,
he
sit on the custom.
Oh,
it was painful inside. And it was there's a struggle inside. And there's no hope inside. All of a sudden, Jesus will call him. And say, come and follow me. Come and follow me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, through Holy Spirit, the Lord is still calling disciples to follow him. The Lord wanted to save sinners.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.